Dan Lester with me. Morning, Dano.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
You had plenty of action then. I mean, not just on the track, but off the track at Caulfield Saturday. There was a hell of a storm came through.
Yeah, there was. Just before race four, you could see it coming. And as the horses were going to the barriers, there was lightning strikes close by the Caulfield area. So the horses were turned back and we had a delay. And but we ultimately got the meeting back on track. And for the amount of rain we had very quickly, the track played remarkably well.
Now, the Sir John Monash Stakes, you look at the Jungle Edge, he's just an absolute swimmer. The horse that beat him, Oak Door by Commands, and they love the wet. So probably the $31 Oak Door in hindsight, we're all smart, aren't we?
Well, it was just the time between runs. He'd had a long time off, but John Sadler had given him three jump outs in preparation. And you know, I think the thoughts were he was going very well. When he was sort of sitting on the outside of Jungle Edge and doing it pretty tough, I thought, first up, it might be a bit much for him, but he was ultimately able to be too good. I actually think, as I said, I think the track, not that it dried out, like it was a soft six, but it didn't get to the heavy eight range that I think a few of us thought might with Jungle Edge, and he still ran really well. And Princess of Queen, she was big odds, but she trialled up well also in the same trial as Oak Door, actually, and she ran very well. Malibu Style on the back up from winning the Sprint Series final last week was good, and even Heart Conquered wasn't far away. It was a pretty bunch finish, but Oak Door did a good job to win first up.
All right. Star Surprise, who won the two-year-old. How do you rate it?
I rate it that if he hadn't found his way to the mounting yard and he was on the lawn, the kids would have jumped on him. He is a pony. He is, he's small. But he's got plenty of heart, and that's what he showed on Saturday. He was well beaten by Can't Be Done the first time they met at Sale, and he then went to Echuca and won. And on Saturday, he turned the tables on Can't Be Done. And he did it well. He actually ran the best last 200 of the meeting. So he really did flatten out well. And, what he lacks in size, he certainly got in grit and determination. And he found the line well. It was the start of a good day for Nikita Berryman. Can't Be Done ran well. Lady Loire was just back on the inside. She got through to run third. And Forever Loud wasn't a bad run there. It was specced, I think, 200s into 100s off a really well-beaten run at Bairnsdale a few weeks ago, but got just chopped out at a crucial stage. Jamie Carr incurred a suspension on Sokoshi for causing interference to Forever Loud, and I think it probably cost it nearly running a place. It was a pretty good run for Henry Dwyer. It'll pick up a race soon enough.
Given the winner's only a pony, is the best to try? He had 56 on him, though. I'm saying, you know, is weight going to stop him?
Well, that'll be the issue, I suppose, he's... He's got a very good will to win, and whilst he's winning, they may as well cash in on him, I would think.
Yeah. Cindy Alton got a couple of winners?
She did. Miss Vixen won the Mayor's race. She was entered for both the Monash and the Mayor's, and she went to the Mayor's and got a really good scenario for Miss Vixen in that they didn't go very hard. And so she wasn't, even though she was back like she always is, she wasn't that far off the pace. And Luke Curry just held on for as long as he could. And she's got a very short, sharp burst, and she just did enough to beat Beautiful Fly, who I thought was terrific in defeat, because probably I think most people thought she'd be outside lead, but she just didn't break that well. And when Justin Potter made his move, he was four wide around the circle there, and it was very hard to do. And she all but hung on, very bunch finish behind them, off-season mare's form, but Miss Vixen did a good job to win.
The dogs were barking smart, Alyssum, on Saturday. Just got nutted. Was it the weight that slowed it down?
Oh, the weight, and he just had a 200-to-1 shot taking him on mid-race in Epaulette Prince, who had been well beaten in a maiden, so he knew he wasn't going to be quite good enough. And he Lockie King was in that horrible situation. Does he let the other one go, and then it comes back in his face, or did he kick up and hold it out and try and hold on? And that's what he did. I think he did the right thing, just turned the tide. It was an interesting one because he hadn't been beyond 1,200 and he dropped back to 1,000 at his last run, but he relished the 1,400 on Saturday. And this was the race just after the storm, so I think there's still a little bit of surface water on the track, and I'd be very forgiving of those horses who got a long way back in that race, because ultimately the ones that were right on the pace dominated the race. I'd be forgiving of horses like Bricktop and San Telmo Fuego there. They did make late ground.
You know, since the Bassett and Young combination started bringing boatloads of the Tavistocks over the ditch, we see them winning. But another one got up, Travie, my friend, Rachel Frost.
Yes, Rachel Frost, who has got a couple of really good little wet trackers, and they when they came over last year, they were fish out of water because we had a very dry winter, and she's persevered with them, and this year she's getting her rewards. The other one, whose name escapes me, won at Sandown a couple of weeks ago.
Deep Euphoria.
Deep Euphoria, that's right. And Travie, my friend, who had been running well and been running over a longer trip. I mentioned it Saturday morning with Andrew that He'd been running over a longer trip with 61 kilos. All of a sudden had 54.5 and back to 1,400. So when it became a bit of a slog, the leaders went a nice even gallop, and he was tough to the line to beat. Organza, the favourite, just got badly held up when she needed momentum, and she lost a lot of momentum at a crucial stage. Margin was significant, but I think she should have nearly finished on terms with the winner. And Elite Drake's Honesty ran third in that race.
Godolphin for Godolphin and James Cummings. You'll be getting frequent flyer points with Godolphin. It's been to Adelaide, it's been to here in Sydney, and then back down to Melbourne.
Yeah, failed in Sydney last start and then came down to Melbourne. I think was due to run and was scratched, and then had a tick over jump out a couple of weeks ago and went really well on the Flemington synthetic track. And this was just a case of two really good riders in Craig Williams and Linda Meach, Godolphin Street Icon, sitting 1-2, not going too slowly, not going too hard, and the rest had too much to do, and they rated their horses perfectly, and they ran the 1-2. I thought Pinion was a little bit unlucky. Golden Halo, who settled back, made a sweeping run around the field coming to the turn, and in doing so had Pinion really tight on her inside, and I think that little filly resented that, and when she actually got clear, she ran well. Jim Conlon's got this filly going well, and she hit the line well.
What would you suggest we follow out of the meeting on Saturday?
Yeah, one that we didn't mention back to race three. It was only the benchmark 78 of the day, but it was actually the highest pressure race of the day. And I was really keen on Cryptic Jewel, but she missed the start, got in a terrible spot. She really ran to the line well. And I think that Brent Stanley's barely scratched the surface with this mare. She's a Savabeel. She's only been up to 1,500. I wouldn't be surprised if she gets 2,000 metres in time. And I think she's a really smart mare to follow, Cryptic Jewel. And as I said, whilst the tracks stay soft and she stays down the weights, I think Pinion, with a bit better luck, could maybe turn the tables on Godolphin and Street Icon next time.
And old Jungle Edge just keeps going out and bringing a check home.
Yeah, he just follows the weather, and another check on Saturday. He all but got there, and I thought Michael Poy, first ride in a feature race for a young man, did a really good job. He just wasn't able to hold off Oak Door late.
Did you spot 10 Sovereigns in that July Cup at Newmarket?
Yeah, he was very good, wasn't he? He's obviously a very capable sprinter, and we'd have to respect him if he came down here.
Yeah, it looks all right. All right, Dino, good to catch up, and we'll talk to you soon.
Terrific. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Dean. Dean Lester joining us there. This morning, a busy morning. We've caught up with Matty McGarren, 9 winners over the Grafton Carnival. Had a terrific time there. Jason Coyle with River Bird has really put it together this preparation. Jamie Lovett, they got some nice horses heading towards the Springtime Magnia. Delighted with Eckstein, with 10 Sovereigns in after me. And pretty excited about Yes, 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 the prospects of it coming back and maybe aiming towards the Everest. And we'll look for you at the meeting in Sydney and also in Melbourne. It is 3 to 10 at Sky Sports Radio.